This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
I was just looking at TalkStreamLive.com to see if we were dead last again. Hey, Rick, you know, yesterday, no one was doing worse than we were. We were at the absolute bottom. And I started talking about AT&T and how AT&T is shutting off the long-distance service for some of our listeners who use their unlimited long-distance on their smartphones to listen to USA Prepares, their favorite broadcast. Well, I started talking about, you know, I'm not sure if we should call for a national boycott against AT&T yet. Well, I'll tell you what, Rick. We're starting out in normal territory today. They did not put us at the absolute bottom. Everyone else
don't hold your breath too long. Watch how AT&T. Listen, I've had my own experiences with all of the different phone companies from Verizon on down. They're all a bunch of criminals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean criminals breaking the law. They used to call it slamming. That was where they would lock you into a contract, and then there was a penalty to get out of the contract when someone offered a better deal.
Well, you
forgot about those days, and and there's this thing, and there's a little bit of that thing, and they're all criminals, and I'm recommending Skype. And so, of course, you're going to have a carrier. I use Charter. That's why you'll find me being cut off the air periodically, because even when the weather's perfect, somehow landlines don't work anymore either. How's that work? You watch and say. The whole thing is about conspiracy to cover up.
Rick, I don't know if you know this or not, but we have a friend in Europe. And I was talking to our friend in Europe, and I put a big smile on my face. He said, Vinny, you know, I go to these meetings, and your name comes up, and there are people who absolutely love you, and then there are people who absolutely hate you. And he told me that the people who hate me are the large corporations. I mean, they literally hate me. And I think that's wonderful. Who would I rather have hate me than large corporations? Because, you know, they have become quite evil. They really have. As a matter of fact, Rick, years ago, I had a problem with a product. And let's just pick on Sears, Roebuck & Company as an example. I had a problem with the product, and I brought it back. And they said it's out of warranty. And I said, yeah, I know. It's just like a month out of warranty. And they said, yeah, but I only use this once. And it's, you know, it's like pristine condition. It's as nice as the ones you have on the shelf. And it's in the box. And the box even looks as nice as the boxes that you have on the shelf for sale. And it was just about $100. And anyway, so they told me they would sell me another one at 10% off since I had such a problem with the first one. And I kind of said, well, why would I want another one? You know, if the last one did what it did, why would I expect the, you know, an exact replacement to be any better? Well, anyway, I was getting nowhere with the salesperson, so I asked to talk to the store manager. Store manager came over, Rick, and, you know, I said, I used to work for Sears. And I remember when I was 17 years old and I worked for Sears, it was satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And you guys don't even have that on the side of the building.
There's the robot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they used to have that sign, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. When I remember talking to the store manager when I was an employee when I was 17 years old at Sears, I worked as an auto mechanic in the, you know, the tire and lube and brake and muffler, you know, an automotive repair center at Sears. Well, the store manager back then told me about this woman who came in, and she said she bought this pair of gloves, and they shrank. And these are leather gloves. Well, she put them in her washing machine, and they shrank. And, you know, obviously you would never put a pair of leather gloves in the washing machine, right? Because leather will shrink when it gets wet. Well, Sears gave her another pair because it was satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. And that was even, they even warranted against customer stupidity, okay? Now, that was then. And it really was satisfaction guaranteed, your money back. And they had products classified as good, better, and best. So if you wanted to spend the minimum amount of money, you would buy the good rated product. If you wanted the middle quality, you'd buy the better. And if you were willing to spend the, you know, get the best, they even rated it Sears best. Well, Sears has lost its way. It has certainly lost its way. And they have stopped warranting that way, you know, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So when I talked to the store manager about this product that I bought that was 1 month out of warranty and it would not work at all. It was actually a timing light for an ignition system on a car. Well, it was their best one and it failed. The store manager came to me and he said, "Look, you don't understand. It's not like when you worked here when you were 17. We don't work for the customers anymore. We work for the shareholders. We work for the shareholders, not the customers." Rick, can you imagine that? They don't work for the customers. They don't care about the customers.
It's not about us anymore. It's about consumerism. You know, I remember I wrote in actually when I was in the herb trade, I said there are two ways things are sold. What the market will bear and best, you know, per dollar spent, your best buy. Now, the cheapest was like Walmart, and then you could go to Sears to get Craftsman. And you spent a little more, and you got something that lasted forever and had some kind of warranty that if you did something wrong, broke it, like a Snap-on, they would replace it. In fact, Craftsman used to be Snap-on. But today, nothing is being sold as Best Buy anymore. It is all basically cheapest. And so you no longer have a choice of this over that. What you have now today is wear. And there are two ways things are sold. Best Buy, in terms of fair wage markup, or what the market will bear based on supply and demand. And now that there are so many people in the world, the whole thing has changed the rules in terms of quality. That's what made America originally so strong, was that in agriculture, we were the best buy there was. Per dollar spent, you got more for your buck than any other place in the world. That's all changed now. However, it's going to change again shortly because the petrodollar has now begun to hit the brick wall. And so at some point, it won't be about how much silver or gold you've got or how much money you've got in the bank. Now, it is true. I was talking to several people that were in Iraq and Syria, and the way they got out of there is like any disaster, they had cash on themselves so they could buy their way out. That's all going to change. It's not going to be like that anymore.
You know, we're talking about Craftsman. I have a bunch of Craftsman tools that I bought when I was 17 years old, and I would save my money and, you know, I'd buy a Craftsman screwdriver. Rick, they were maybe $1.79 for a top quality Craftsman screwdriver. And you could get a whole set for like $8 if you wanted to buy, you know, the set. Well, and I'm talking about these chrome vanadium square shaft screwdrivers with the butyrate handle. I mean, they're really, really top quality. Lifetime guarantee. Well, I just looked on the internet. That just one screwdriver is now $6. And I think that's discounted. That's one screwdriver.
And that's not even made with the right steel anymore either.
Yeah, and, you know, I saw they even started taking some of the chrome plating off the screwdrivers. So some of the tools that used to be chrome plated aren't even chrome plated anymore. And, you know, it's really sad because Craftsman was considered, you know, Snap-on was considered the best. Craftsman would be considered, like, number two. But a really, really good quality tool. So I have all of those Craftsman tools from the 1970s. I still have them. And,
that's right. Your automobile, originally they were made with steel. But then Mopar came in and designed things to wear out, so it was a consumerism thing. It wasn't anymore about quality. It was about a continuous access to your wallet.
Yeah, and that was these guys in the marketing department talking about, and back then, Rick, the term was planned obsolescence. So, and if you think about it, Rick, when you see advertisements, you don't see an advertisement for the most heavy duty. There was a Maytag. Maytag was a brand that, and you could buy a Whirlpool, you could buy another brand, you could buy a General Electric, but if you wanted the one with the heavy-duty pulley, the heavier motor, the heavier belts, the heavier parts, the heavier bearings, the heavier tub, the better, more durable, most durable, it'd be a Maytag. Now,
that's because that was a Best Buy. That means you spent a little more money and got a lot more quality. And the whole idea was that you bought this over that. That part is no longer available. Your meat,
right.
your canned goods, your soups, your whatever. You know, they used to make a distinction between Campbell's soup and Knorr or something of that nature. You don't even see that anymore. Why? Because it all comes from one place, Asia. And that is where we have lost our way in terms of domestic production and gross national product. And the problem is that because of the petrodollar, everything from Asia is going to quadruple in the next 2 months. I think they even tried to make it happen just before Christmas. Watch and see. Mark my words.
Rick, when I was putting these trenches in to run underground cables from the house, the farmhouse, to the freestanding garage, to the barn, I had these three buildings. I was connecting with plumbing and underground cable and networking and all kinds of wire. Well, I needed to run a cable for the generator. And it's a heavy cable, and I needed to splice that generator cable because the cable I bought was used and had a nick in it. And I'll talk about that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, I was preparing for a rough winter, which looks like we might just have temperatures are falling all around the country, and they have for a couple days. So what I did was I wanted to have an underground power line from one of our buildings remote from the house. I put this diesel generator in there, and I bought some plastic conduit, one-inch conduit, and I put this heavy-duty triplex-type cable, aluminum cable, in the conduit, and I ran it from one building to another. Well, when I bought the cable, I bought it used, and it had a nick in it. It was a couple hundred feet long, and I was able to get it for like one-third of the normal retail price. So I was happy to do that, but I had to splice it. And I tried to find some cable splices, and there are lots of ways you can do it. You can get a split bolt, and you put the two wires, in there, and you tighten the bolt, and you wrap it with electrical tape. That's kind of a hokey way of doing it. I'm not interested in doing that. So I tried to find these cable splices, and they're like a piece of aluminum tubing, and you put the aluminum wire in there, and they're called butt splices or crimp connectors. But you need a tool to do that. Now, the American-made tool to do this is about $385 to crimp these little tiny sleeves. And I wasn't going to do that. And I found one on the internet. It was like about $18 shipped, but it's Chinese. And I needed, and so I had to do that. I mean, there's no way I can justify spending $385 to do this. So I need to get these crimp connectors. Looked all over Springfield. Mrs. Finelli called and called. She got called Granger. She called the electrical supply companies. And they could sell me 25 of them, but I don't need 25. Granger could get them the next day, but no one seemed to have them. And so we went to Lebanon, Missouri, where there's this old, established electrical supply place where the staff actually knows what the products are. The staff can roll out the wire if you're buying long lengths of wire, 1,000 feet or whatever you need. They seem to have it there. But it's this, if you go there, you'll see that very few people are there, very few customers. The staff is, there's no young people at the staff because they have experienced staff. But the infrastructure is falling down. It's an old building, and the lights are dim, and the warehouse is unheated, and the guys behind the counter are wearing jackets because it's freezing in there. But they had the products. But what I'm saying is we have lost our way, and we don't have that kind of talent anymore where the people behind the counter actually know what they're doing.
Well, here's the deal. I'm getting feedback on the different radio that I do, and if we're way down in the list like we shouldn't be, it's because they're messing, because I'm pulling people out. Everybody gets what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
There is a war going on, and the good news is it's working. It actually is. And while I might be taken out at some point because I don't have a very solid infrastructure of support, preface, buy my books, that's the way I live. Listen, there is a war going on right now for your mind. Just like InfoWars and some of the other people would suggest. And all of it is about transnational corporations ruling and running our country. Even Congress is subject. I remember when they declared war on Syria a couple of weeks ago, the way they phrased it was, we reluctantly agree. Now, what does that mean? And the war in Syria is about oil. That's all it's about. That's a Dennis Kucinich paper. There it is. There is a congressman that's writing about it out of Ohio, and nobody's talking about that. And the Syrian trap is absolutely wrong. We are the worst bullies in the world. And it isn't America that's doing it. It's transnational corporations that are above our country. What does that mean? The state of Oregon, I've said this, their budget is $3.2 billion, my state of Oregon. And yet, one of the very smaller pharmaceutical houses, that's their quarterly budget, Johnson & Johnson Wax. There are corporations that their annual cash flow base is 40 times that of the United States. We are no longer a power of anything. We have no gross national product. I remember in the 70s when I was writing about herbs and spices trying to export, that's all gone. Now we have become a third world country in production. It's a travesty.
We're a third world country in terms of attitude, too. I mean, if you look at, you talk to people behind the counter and you say, how come you guys are just standing there? They'll say, well, they don't pay me enough to do anymore. I mean, our attitudes have fallen. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorites. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just heard that Guns 80 commercial, and I just tried to contact them. I'd love to get Guns80.com to come to the Get Prepared Expo in March. Rick, you know, I was at an auto parts store with our son, and we were buying some auto parts, and I, you know, what I try to do when I can is bring a sample of the part I need. So I take the old one off, and I go to the auto parts store. If I don't have it here at the farm, I, you know, I try to have whatever I need at the farm, but if I don't, and I have to go to the auto parts store, I try to bring that the sample with me. And so our son and I went, and there were a young guy standing behind the counter, and they're just kind of milling around doing nothing, you know, just chatting idly. And so I put the part I needed on the counter, and a guy came over behind the counter, and he said, you know, could he help me? And I said, you know, this is kind of what I need. And he kind of looked at me like he didn't know what it was. And I said, you know, when I was your age, I worked in an auto parts store just like you do, and it was an independent auto parts store, and the, you know, the owners were there, and husband and wife owners, and they hired me to help behind the counter, and when I wasn't busy, I opened up every single box in the store so that I knew every single item that we had available for sale. And the guy said to me, they don't pay me enough to do that. So after we finally got him to get some help so he could help us, we got our part and we were walking out the door, and my son looked at me and goes, you'd fire him, wouldn't you? And I said, yeah, yeah, I would. And Rick, that, you know, you're talking about a third world. Well, here we are. I mean, we're just standing around taking a siesta because why? Well, we're not getting paid enough to do a good job, right? So come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, here's
okay.
The movie I remember. Oh, Poncho, oh, Cisco. You know, the place is nuts in where we're going now. It isn't the same USA that I remember. It is the idea of ignorance, ill-informed complacency. We need to get up off the couch and begin our own journey. And that is the message I want everybody to realize. It all begins with you. Last night I talked about the one, not the movie Jet Li, but that concept that we're all at some level of the hologram, the same person. The Beatles sang about it when they said, I am you and you are me and I am the walrus. Coo-coo-ca-choo. At some point, we are all the same person, and so it begins with me trying to show the rigor and discipline necessary to win this war for Earth. Because if you do not think we have not been invaded by something creepy, that war that is raging on right now is within each of us. It has nothing to do with outside and greed and lust. Those are fallen angels. This is a way to look at what's going on with our reality. We are at war with the war going on inside ourselves. And that's what made us God's favored. We have choice. And so what you're doing, what's happening to me is the being distracted. For me, they're assaulting me at every point in the rainbow. I mean at every point in the rainbow. Not only do I have to move, right now I'm looking at the biggest John Deere backhoe tearing up the road in front of my house, so I can't even get to it, much less move it. Now you tell me, at what level does coincidence become intent?
Well,
I'm lost. Here I am. Buy my books. Support us. Support this radio. If they say we're number 200 in the list of radios, what do you think's wrong with that? And why would they say that?
Rick, whenever they do that to us, you know, we are.
I know, Vincent. I know. It is a setup to have excuses. And good luck with that, especially if each and every person that's listening to me this moment wrote a letter to Vincent just so he had a big stack just like Santa Claus. Let's do that to show how many people are not listening.
Yeah.
That's a way to do it. And while it might backfire and it doesn't happen because of complacency or the reality that people aren't listening to us, I know for a fact was on Jimmy Church last night, and I did so well on Jeff Rentz on Monday, he had me back on Tuesday. And that's because everybody hears what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, Rick,
write those
our
letters.
Message.
Start with paper. Write those letters. It's an effort. Yeah, you have to get an address. Vincent will publish an address where to send them. It'll be
the
first
right
thing
now.
On his website. Just write the letter, put a stamp on it. That means you're supporting the U.S. Postal Service. And by the way, just for the record, the U.S. Postal Service is probably the only thing our government has ever done right. And it gets better because now they're trying to hamstring it in Congress by privatizing it. You do not want that to happen. And Pony Express, just for the record, was the first internet. So there it is. Read it and leap and see clearly what is and is not true.
Rick, I was thinking about what you were saying. We have.
I'm mad at
you.
I'm not taking it anymore. Just like in the movie network, I'll go ranting off, and she'll let me do it because it's showbiz. But it's the truth of it. Grace Thorne is here with me right now, too. By the way, I just thought I'd let you know if she's here.
It's always. I'm looking forward to. I wonder if she'll let me read a copy of the, the book before it's published, when it's in, it's in word processing format. And she's writing the book about the children who were on the air with you and me and Norm Shealy and Sam Bushman and, the children asking the questions. I'm talking about the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth graders with the questions. I hope I'll get a chance to read that and before it's published. I think that'd be so much fun because I have a copy or I have a way to get a copy of all the audio of those broadcasts. I think that's kind of neat. Rick, you're talking about this John Deere backhoe in front of your house. Last time that happened to me, it was this summer.
He was standing there and was going to say something, by the way, just to say I do. Hold one second.
Okay.
Vincent, that was a great show you had yesterday with those two little boys, and that mother is she's awesome. I couldn't say enough about her. She just does such a fantastic job. But I'd like to send you what we already have and let you read it and tell us what you think about it and edit. Do some editing.
I'd love to read that, and I'm looking forward to that book. And her name is Missy, and she's in California. Now we haven't met, and maybe she'll bring the boys out to and her husband out to the Get Prepared Expo, and we can talk about homeschooling. That would be kind of fun.
That'd be a great seminar to do.
Yeah, and
I'm back. And let me tell you something. Yesterday's show was awesome. Missy and her boys and what she's doing is exactly what I'm talking about. She's taking personal responsibility for their education.
Well,
that's
a friend
what's
of ours,
been lacking in the American family.
A friend of this broadcast, a friend of ours, Colonel Bo Greitz, I met him back in the 90s, and he said on his radio broadcast, if you love your children, take them out of public school. And my dad back then was a public school principal. He was an acting superintendent. He was a teacher. He taught chemistry and physics and science. And anyway, he really liked the public school system. But he was basing the public school system on his school. Okay, where he was in charge, and he actually, he was the first guy to take out grades in the public school system. He said, this is nuts. Putting children in a classroom based on how many days they've been alive is nuts. What we really need to do is put children in a class based on what they know and their learning ability. And so he ungraded his public school system, and that lasted as long as he was there. And when he moved on, they put it back the way it used to be because, they couldn't handle an ungraded school system based on ability and knowledge. Well, he was thinking that all public schools were like his. And boy, was he wrong. So when we took our children out of the public school system, You know, when his son and his daughter-in-law, when we took our children out of the public school system, it was a shock to his system because he was thinking the public schools were great. They're not great. They're pitiful. They're absolutely pitiful. As a matter of fact, since we're on this topic, I presented in rural Virginia, I gave our computer manufacturing company to the school system, and I taught advanced computer science and entrepreneurship right out of the classroom. We built computers and we sold them right out of our classroom. And many know the story. We sold $1,200,000 worth of computers out of our classroom the very first year. So it was a big deal. So I decided that, you know, since we were so successful at that, I would, I'd try my hand at rewriting the curriculum for the public school system. And I did. I rewrote the curriculum and I said, all right, here's what I suggest we do. And I presented this to the superintendent. And I said, we need to teach the principles of business, the principles of accounting, the principles of banking, the principles of finance, and we need to teach home economics and how to, you know, simple things like how to balance a checkbook. We need to teach all these things. And we need to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic as the core, and history, and science. And forget this stuff about special interest group history, like Black History Month. Come on, just history. We'll teach history. Nothing special. We'll just teach history. No special interests. And I'll tell you what, he said, you've lost your mind.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. We're not going to do that. We're going to use the federal prescription for dumbing down our children. And that's what we did, except for my class. My class, you had to wear a uniform to be in my class. Public school, I told our children and their parents, you want to be in my class, you're going to have to look, act, and be sharp. And you have to wear a uniform, and I'm going to buy it for you. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rick, I think somehow my button was hit about public schools. So back in the 1990s, I gave my computer company to the public school system, and I taught computer science, and we taught entrepreneurship within the classroom, and we manufactured computers, and we networked schools, and we ran wire, and so I taught all of our students those things, and I made them wear uniforms, because I said, if you want to be in my class, you're going to have to look, act, and be sharp, and so you just can't wear floppy, sloppy clothes, you're just going to have to look like we're in the computer business. And so the parents agreed, and I had them sign a contract with me that their children would do all these things that I required, and in turn I would provide them the best education I could. So one of the things that we did was we decided we would take our students, our 60 students, to Atlanta, from Virginia to Atlanta, to the largest computer electronics show in the world. I was able to get tickets. They were $75 a piece. I was able to get tickets donated by our vendors who sold us the products that we used in the manufacturing of our computers. So I got all the tickets covered. And Mrs. Fennelly and I paid for the chartered bus, the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner, the uniforms, because I wanted all our students to look different from everybody else at the Computer Electronics Show. So we bought them monogrammed or logoed shirts, brightly colored, so we could find them. Because, I felt responsible for all these 60 boys and girls. And so they were brightly attired, and we could spot them. And I couldn't do it by myself, so I had requested from the superintendent that we have some chaperones to help make this all possible and keep the children out of harm's way. And make sure that we brought everybody back, that we brought down to Atlanta. And, you know, so everybody's breakfast, lunch, and dinner was covered. The trip was covered. And you know that the teachers who were selected to come with me complained? Now look what Finelli's doing. I can't believe it. He's making us go to Atlanta. Do you believe that? They were furious with me because they had to go on a field trip with all their expenses paid to learn about computers. They had to go because the superintendent said they had to go as part of their job. And they were furious with me because they had to go to Atlanta. That's the public school system.
You know, it would have been better if, rather than telling them, you should have asked who wanted to go, and those would have been the ones that would have got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but see, that wasn't up to me. That was the superintendent. The superintendent approached these other teachers. Now, who did he approach? He approached the computer business class teachers, the teachers who were teaching Microsoft Office, you know, Word, Access.
They were the ones that didn't want to do it?
Right.
That's what's wrong with America.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And I've said on this broadcast that teachers are mercenaries, Rick. And here's the proof. Here's the proof. How many teachers would volunteer their summers to teach students? Because, you know, we want our children to learn and we want to help people. How many teachers will do that without being paid?
Grace Thorne is sitting here right now trying to do that.
She's the only one.
Yes. Those people.
She's the only one.
Yeah.
Right. And by the way, she's the only teacher who would get involved with us and put her students in the public school on the radio. And, well, I'll ask her right now. I mean, if she'd like to answer, here's the question. Grace, of all the broadcasts that we did with your classroom, your sixth grade class in Oklahoma, all those broadcasts we did, how many of those broadcasts were listened to by any of the teachers?
None at my school, Vincent. I talked to all the elementary teachers. I talked to the principal, the superintendent. I wrote letters to every school board member asking them to listen to. I didn't hear from anybody. I know the elementary teachers in my end of the building wouldn't do it. I don't know why.
Okay, let's extend this. How many parents listen? Why don't you tell us, when we come back, tell us how many parents listen to the broadcast with their very children on the radio. Grace Thorne, Rick Miller, Finn Finelli. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about that right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules.
Naturals, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.